By ons in die ateljee is Jackie van Sail van Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
How does Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer work? It is a non-profit organization.
That's right, yeah. And what we do is we assist families with children with cancer, so anyone up to the age of 18. And we will help with their day-to-day needs, excesses on medicals, prostheses. But generally, it's the day-to-day. We help up to 300 kids a month. That's how many requests we get in. And every month, it's just rising and rising. It's very sad.
Is that in the Lowveld or nationwide?
No, that's nationally. That's nationally, yeah.
So you are basically the face of Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer in the Lowveld.
Yes, I call myself a cupcake angel.
How did you get involved?
I just got involved actually through Rotary runs a camp called Camp Quality, which is for children with cancer that they bring kids down every year. So about 15, 16 years I got involved with that and then met a few local people here who had children with cancer and then got involved with Cancer TLC, which is the kiddies part of cancer. And then I one day saw an ad about this cupcakes happening in Joburg and I went up to have a look with it and met with the founder and it just appealed to me because it's all volunteer based and the funds that we raise go for the kids, which is wonderful.
You can't see Jackie, but she is wearing cupcake earrings. Is that a normal thing or is it just
this
today?
This week is my cupcake week and my nails are painted gold because gold is the color for childhood cancer. Like pink is for breast cancer, gold is for children cancer. So this month I go a bit gold and cupcakey. And especially
fitting.
This week. This is our big week. We end our month on Saturday with National Cupcake Day, which takes place at 70 malls across South Africa. Last year on this day, we raised 2.2 million just by selling cupcakes. And that's all by our volunteers. We call them cupcake angels. They all bake cupcakes, donate them for us, which we then sell at the malls. And that's how we raise our funds. So this Saturday at Ilanga Mall.
And you are planning to make it in the shape, arrange it in the shape of a springbok on the flag.
Yeah, this is separately. I got a little a funny bee in my bonnet or a cupcake in my bonnet the other day. Last year, when we've got cupcakes left over at National Cupcake Day, we always then take them to an orphanage or to an old age home. And last year, I met with Lauren from Children in Distress, and I had 200 or 300 cupcakes left over, which I donated to her to give the kids. And I said, so how many kids do you have that need cupcakes? And she says, well, it's actually 3,500 that we feed daily at our different centers. So I said to her then, okay, somehow I'm going to make a plan to do something that we can, people still buy cupcakes, but we can give each of those little kiddies a cupcake. And then a few weeks ago, I was thinking in 2015, Cupcakes of Hope, which is our organization's main name, did a mosaic with Spa in Natal with 33,500 cupcakes. They broke a Guinness World Book of Records. It's in the 2017 World Record Book. And then I suddenly thought, that's what we can do. So we're doing that, but on a much smaller scale. Hopefully we can post a picture here people to understand. But so it's a huge 3.6 meters by 2.4 meters made up of 24 boards of 144 cupcakes each that are all going to be us. And it's the Springbok flag, the South African flag with a Springbok on it and then the gold cancer bow in the black. So it's a huge undertaking and we're going to be doing it at the Grove Spa, Riverside Spa on Friday afternoon. And then it will be on display on Saturday. And it's going to be really wow. It's a huge undertaking, but it's going to be wow. I've had amazing sponsorships from various companies in the Lowveld. They're just awesome to enable us to buy the cupcakes, have them made and buy them too. And then on Monday morning, these kids are all going to get a cupcake.
So how many boards? You say there's 120 boards of cupcakes.
And no, 24 boards of 144 cupcakes.
I see. Yeah. So a company would buy a board.
A board, yes. Yeah.
Do you have any left? Some?
We do. If one or two companies still want to do that, that would be wonderful. But I will need your logo by 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning.
So that's we're running tomorrow. Out of
time. Whoops, that's tomorrow. Yes. Yeah.
And then who bakes it? You?
No. This one, I've got volunteers who are baking for National Cupcake Day and for our business drive. So the Grove Riverside Spa is baking all these cupcakes for us. It's a huge undertaking.
We are talking about 3,500 cupcakes.
Yeah. A lot. And then we had to obviously work out the grid, how many greens, how many reds, because each little cupcake, I'm going to show you a picture here, is a little block. and that's the color. So some of them, because it'll be on the border of the white and green, half a cupcake's green, half is white. So it's going to be great fun.
It is. Who's doing the icing?
I do need some help. So if there are any people who would like to come on Friday afternoon from about 1 to the Grove and help us ice, we're going to just be piping all these different cupcakes. So, but we've got a few people, but there's never enough.
Right. If you are keen to get involved with this golden opportunity for Cupcakes for Kids with Cancer Friday, Saturday in Nelspruit, send me a WhatsApp and I'll help you with Jackie's contact details. This is separate from National Cupcake Day.
Yes.
That's at Ilanga Saturday.
Yes. We will also be selling a little bit on Saturday at the Grove because there will be people coming to have a look. So we'll be selling some cupcakes and donation there. But at Ilanga, this is our 12th year at Ilanga. Ilanga is a wonderful sponsor and always very helpful. We'll be outside Ilanga in the mall and in the I Court. And there we will have people selling cupcakes in single packs, fours and in sixes.
Right, so right before the rugby, yes, you
and
start.
They will all be, well, majority of them will be with rugby little toppers. We've made chocolate, Belgian chocolate rugby balls, Springbokke, and the little Protea with the rugby ball on their emblem. So and green and gold everywhere. Gold for children's cupcakes and green and gold for the bokke.
Gees vang en dan net voor jy die wedstrijd gaan kyk, dan gaan jy eers bietjie cupcakes en ondersteun hierdie wonderlike initiatief. Ons gesels met Jackie van Sail. Thank you so much for coming in. And for the good work you do.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.